Let's go to our Lord together in prayer once again. Bow with me. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Lord God, we humbly come before you, agreeing with the scripture, the Lord reigns. You reign and we do not. Lord, you are good, and your steadfast love endures forever. Your word tells us to give thanks to you because of these things. So, Lord, we give you thanks because you are so good to us. Even though we're fickle, your love to us is steadfast. Lord, our worship isn't perfect, but we bring to you our hearts this morning and we pour them out to you. The oceans roar for you, the fields and everything in them praise you. Even the trees of the forests sing for joy before you. Father, may our hearts and lips not withhold the worship and honor due to you today. May our hearts roar for you today, and may we praise you fully. But your word tells us that the trees sing for joy before you because you come to judge the earth. Father, may we be comforted by your judgment because we trust you and we trust that your judgments are just. Lord God, we long for your goodness and we long for you to act against evil. But as we do so, it makes us mindful that we deserve your condemnation and your judgment. But because of Christ, we've instead received your grace and mercy. Thank you, Father, that the grace and mercy that you give can't be earned because Jesus paid it all and earned it for us. Thank you that there's nothing that we can do to make you love us less. And there's nothing that we can do to make you love us more than you already do. We're so thankful that we can't change your love for us. So, Lord, we're thankful because you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. And for this reason, we can have confidence in knowing that you are faithful to us in spite of ourselves. And that even when we turn our backs on you, you chase after us. And your faithfulness isn't just what you do, it's who you are. Father, during the rest of our time together this morning, I ask that you would give us focus. Help us to set aside our regular concerns of daily life so that we might be fully present in this moment. Equip Brandon to preach your word with your power and your conviction and with your heart. May we set aside any distractions or concerns that we've carried in with us this morning so that we can listen and we can be changed. Conform us to the likeness of your Son, Jesus. We pray all these things in his name. Amen.